This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today's the day, I guess, for stories on commodities that you don't usually think of as commodities. Sand from Dan Weissman a bit earlier. Now, blood. Because, as it turns out, this is a bloodthirsty country. More than 12 million pints of blood and blood products are used every year in the United States. And with that high demand and necessarily limited supply come challenges and opportunities. From KERA in Dallas, Lauren Silverman reports now on the business of blood.
At a Level 1 trauma center, blood comes at a price.
We spend just under $4 million a year on blood products.
Mike Dossie is with John Peter Smith Hospital in Fort Worth. He pays more than $200 per pint of blood. Across the country, prices fluctuate wildly from $170 to $300, and product can go bad within days. That makes managing a blood supply much more complex than managing, say, morphine or pain pills.
It's not like if you run out of milk, you're fine. We'll just go without milk. But if you run out with blood, you know, there are lives at risk. So the stakes are very high.
That's Chris Godfrey. He wants to make it easier and cheaper for hospitals to quickly fine-tune their supply of the red gold. The problem, he says, is most hospitals rely on an inefficient system anchored by regional blood centers, meaning blood, well, it isn't flowing freely across the country.
So I may have an abundance of supply in Des Moines, which means it's wasting because it's got a very short shelf life, relatively speaking, while in Houston, they're delaying procedures or people might be at risk because they can't effectively access those blood products.
That's why Godfrey started BloodBuy. It's a sort of price line for blood products, connecting supply with demand in a multi-billion dollar industry.
You have blood centers on the supply side and hospitals on the demand side. So we act as kind of a technology backbone that sits in between them and connects everybody.
Like Priceline, BloodBuy uses a series of matching algorithms to pair what a hospital is willing to pay with what's available. For example, a medical center might place an order for 100 pints of O-positive blood at no more than $200 a unit. Once the best match is identified, a blood center ships the order off. So far, there are users in six states. And in a pilot program, BloodBuy's technology saved Texas Medical Center in Houston more than 20% on blood expenditures. Still, Dossie with John Peter Smith Hospital says there are risks to the Priceline model.
But it might also affect your buying power with your current vendors that you have if you're using less of their products and going somewhere else.
Maintaining a good relationship with the blood bank in town is crucial, he says, when there's unexpected trauma.
You could have, a 10-car pileup out on the interstate and need those products swiftly, and having that relationship with our vendor is also key to getting those products here when you need them.
Both Dossie and BloodBuy's Godfrey hope easier access to prices and inventory for hospitals will help even out supply and demand, so blood can, yes, circulate better. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.